Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Abby Schneiderman is here. Abby is the co-founder and CEO, co-CEO of Everplans. She's the co-author of In Case You Get Hit by a Bus, How to Organize Your Life Now when you're Not Around Later. And she's our new friend, Abby Schneiderman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. So, Abby, I'm probably a little bit of a poster child for the kind of things that you talk about, having being in the fourth quarter of my career and maybe I guess life and also having taken care of my parents. Folks, what we're talking about is you know, when you're gone, what happens to your estate? What happens to your business? What happens to your intentions? To what you want? And so that's what this is all about. Abby, you got any numbers? You got any statistics on where people are in general along these lines? How are Americans? How do we stack up in terms of preparation?
You know, according to our research, it's pretty staggering. I mean, 68% of people in this country die without a will, and if you think about that. That's, you know, a large majority of people are not specifying what they want to have happen in case they get hit by a bus.
Well, they may have specified it, but if you don't codify it, if you don't secure it, then it's not going to happen. What you want, what you told people, likely won't happen.
And that's exactly, and there's so many things. I mean, it goes way beyond a will. One of the things that, you know, we're having to deal with now across the board is what we call our digital estate. And the fact that there are, you know, the average person has 130 online accounts today.
Wow.
And that's supposed to go up to 200 this year. Everything, you know, from your bank accounts to your shopping accounts to your, I think, your social media accounts. There's, you know, a million different types of accounts that you might have. And again, those are the types of things that you have to think about ahead of time. What do you want to have happen to those accounts? Or if something happened to you, could someone even get into those accounts?
Yeah, I've had people, of course, you can imagine doing this show for almost 24th year now. You can imagine all the people who I've gotten to know across the country, around the world. And so we've lost some people over the years. And I still 2-3 years later, I still see their LinkedIn image pop up. You know, and somebody hasn't taken that down. And so you're right. There's a lot of that going on. So 68% die without a will. Tell the audience what happens in most states, in the typical state. Tell them what happens when you die without a will.
Well, if you die without a will, then there a variety of things can happen. I mean, number one, if you haven't named, you know, if you have children who are under the age of 18, and you haven't named a guardian for those kids, then the court gets to appoint a guardian.
Right.
And, you know, what ends up happening is that the courts get to decide all of these things, and whoever's left, or if there's family, or, you know, has to go up against the court and try to get decisions to get made on your behalf.
But in the meantime, all of your family and your kids are in limbo because the courts don't move fast. If you've got a will, or you've stated what you've got, it's written down, you know, your children go that day to what your wishes are, right? I mean, that gets resolved immediately.
Exactly. And then there's just an enormous amount of fighting that can end up happening. And so we try to tell people all the time, do your family an enormous favor and think about these things ahead of time. You know, make sure that your family knows what you want not only what you want, but that you actually make it legal. And then there's a variety of instruments that you can use to do that. But there's just, it's a, what we call, we say if you don't, you know, if you don't put a plan has been put together for you. It's called your default plan.
Right.
And trust me, it's not optimized for what you want.
No kidding. No, and it's not. And so folks, there are a number of things that you got that you need to be working on, and there are people that you need to be talking to make this happen. When we come back after the break, we're going to get Abby to detail some of those things, and we're going to walk through, and especially if you're a business owner. I mean, if something happens to you, if you're the only one who knows certain things like who owes what and who owes you or who you owe and what should happen to your business afterwards? Have you done any of that? Do you have anybody who can execute for you after you're gone? We'll talk about that after the break with Abby Schneiderman. I'm Jim Blysingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.